In 2001, we made the jump from the Port Road to the current site. And now this is then just the next stage of that development that we had sort of always had in the back of the head, that we were going to make it much more than just a cinema.
Since you took over the old Citroën garage and developed initially the Century Ice Rink, that's been a building of potential. And what's really happening now is that potential is being realised.
Yeah, we saw that potential when the opportunity was there to buy the Citroën garage. And at the time, it was actually owned by Tony Kelly. Put the ice rink in it a number of years ago. But that was always just a first step in what we ultimately had planned for down there.
You're now looking at 30 jobs, a mix of full and part-time jobs. I mean, in anyone's language, that is a substantial investment.
Quite a lot of money, and I've got to say the bank have been very good to us. We are talking upwards of 30 jobs. That's a mixture of full-time and part-time. Some highly skilled, some ordinary part-time jobs for school leavers and third-level students. But that recruitment will happen now shortly over the next number of weeks.
And you're hoping to get this up and running really by October?
That's the plan, that if all the building work goes according to plan, we should have it open around the end of October. But with all building projects, you're never just sure. So we'll take it one day at a time. And if we make October, we'll make October.
We're told so often in terms of developing Letterkenny and the wider Donegal area as a tourist destination, there's got to be an emphasis on all-weather facilities. This is the sort of the facility that we've been crying out for years.
Well, it's just an addition to all the other good things that are going on in Letterkenny already. I mean, Letterkenny itself is a very thriving town. People and business in Letterkenny work extremely hard at it to encourage that. People come to Donegal for the beaches, the outdoor life, the walks, the Glenveys, the cliffs. They come for all of those things. But when those people are here and doing all those activities and the weather turns bad, as it can do, we need somewhere for those people to go and for those people to be entertained. And that's where Letterkenny, in my opinion, really stands out and really, really works, because it has the entertainment centres, it has the shopping, it has the hotels, and it has the nightlife that can keep those people entertained during bad weather.